Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for today's Healthline 3. I'm Courtney Butts, your host, and Healthline is where we like to focus on ways to live a healthier, happier, and pain-free life. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions in the studio today. We'll be opening those phone lines soon, but as a reminder, please make sure you are in a quiet room when you call with your TV turned all the way down so that we can hear your question. Our number is 318-219-4569. Today's topic is going to get you ready for summer because we're talking about weight loss. Joining me to talk about this subject is bariatric surgeon Dr. James Barnes with Highland Clinic. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you are our weight loss expert, so to speak. So tell me a little bit about what Highland Clinic offers for weight loss.
Yeah, so Highland Clinic offers a lot of stuff. It's a big multi-specialty clinic. We have just the whole gamut of physicians there, which is great. Specifically, our practice is focused on weight loss, and we have traditionally it was weight loss surgery, which is still the biggest part of our practice, and we'll talk about that hopefully a lot today. Mm-hmm. And then we have also branched out into the medical side of weight loss, and that has very quickly become a big successful program as well, focusing on partly is working with diet and things like that, dietary counseling, but a lot of it is also now with the weekly injections for mm-hmm. weight loss, which when we look at medications that help promote weight loss, these new injectable medications are just really far in a way the best option we have medically to treat weight loss, and we're seeing some really nice results with those as well.
Yeah, and so you see the person that's coming to you holistically, and you probably help them come up with a plan. Like if they're not ready for surgery, they could do the weight loss injections, or
And I think that's what's kind of nice about what we're doing now is that we have kind of the whole deal. Because a lot of places you can go and they'll focus on one thing or another thing, and when you have a practice that's what they do, they try to kind of make all the patients fit into that mold. And mm-hmm. so I think what's unique about ours is that we kind of do everything. And so we can really tailor a program specific with each patient, whether that's surgery, whether that's medications, or sometimes the two overlap. We have patients that have had surgery and maybe gained a little bit of weight back, and we'll work with them up with medications. Or sometimes we'll have people that start out with the medications, lose a little bit of weight, but really want to lose a lot more weight, and then we'll end up doing surgery on them. So there's a lot of sort of intermingling with all of this as well.
Right, and you mentioned that bariatric surgery is still the gold standard, if you will, for weight loss.
It really is, and for people that are morbidly obese, which is a BMI of 35 or greater, roughly about 90 to 100 pounds or more overweight, still the best option, the best results we see are with surgery, and typically people are going to lose about 30% of their total body weight with surgical weight loss. Mm-hmm. With the injections, we see about half of that, about 15% of your total body weight is what we're typically seeing with the weight loss injection. So still a great weight loss, not to the extent that we see with surgery though.
Right, and what kind of surgical options do you provide with bariatric?
Yeah, so we focus on two operations. The gastric bypass is still the most common surgery that we do. This is a stomach stapling surgery where we create a small stomach pouch, so we downsize the stomach pretty substantially. And then we bypass the first part of the intestine and then the bottom part of the stomach. And so it keeps you from eating a lot of food at once because of the smaller stomach, and then you also don't absorb the calories as well from a given amount of food. And then we do the sleeve gastrectomy, which is the other operation where we remove about two-thirds of the stomach. You just leave a little narrow tube of stomach about the size and shape of a small banana. Mm-hmm. And so again, patients fill up faster. And then the other thing that both these operations do for most people is they decrease your appetite. Patients' mm-hmm. hunger level goes down pretty significantly. Mm-hmm. And so with those, we see a great weight loss. And then the other part of it is overall health. And what we're seeing is people just get dramatically healthier after bariatric surgery because, a lot of the medical issues that go along with being overweight, the diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, mm-hmm. Osteoarthritis, pain in the knees and right. the back, reflux disease, all those are pretty significant issues that we see a lot in people that are overweight. And we see a very high cure rate of those, 80, 85, 90% cure rate of those problems after surgery. So people get much, much healthier after bariatric surgery.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that's the name of the game. So with the two different surgery options that you provide, is there a preference for some people, or do you kind of look at the person, give it an evaluation, and say, this is what I recommend?
Yeah, so it's kind of both, honestly. You know, and the way it starts out, we do a free seminar every week on Tuesday morning where patients can come in, and we keep it small. We limit it to usually about six or eight people each week, just to kind of come get more information about the surgery. And, mm-hmm. and we talk about how the operations work, pros and cons of both operations. And then I meet with the patients individually afterwards, and we kind of come up again with a specific personalized treatment plan for each patient. And so part of that, if they decide to go forward with surgery, is to help them choose which operation. And you know, I generally, the patient has the final say on that, but I just offer, you know, the pros and cons, give my recommendations in terms of what I think they would do the best with. I do tend to favor the gastric bypass over the sleeve. For most people, we do see a little better results with that, but they're both good operations. And then sort of help them make that decision. Now, occasionally, I will not offer one or the other if I just don't think it's a good fit for that patient. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, we just kind of present the pros and cons, and then the patient, you know, chooses which route they want to go.
Yeah, and so the seminar, that's pretty cool. So how can someone sign up for a seminar?
Yeah, so that's how it gets started. And the best way to do that is just call my office, which is 798-4433. And they will, initially, we're going to check with your insurance to make sure that you have coverage for surgery. Like I said earlier, most of the time, insurance does cover these operations. But, you know, we'll check to make sure you have coverage, because we don't want to waste patients' time mm-hmm. if it turns out it's not going to be an option for them. And then we'll get them an appointment for the seminar, and usually we can get them in, you know, within a week or two, and then just present, you know, them with the information, and then move forward from there.
Right. And so let's say that someone attends the seminar and then they decide, well, maybe bariatric surgery isn't for me. You do still offer something that's...
Right. And that's what we were talking about earlier, where we have all the options available. And mm-hmm. so... And sometimes that happens. We go through the surgery and some people just, like, you know, maybe I'm not ready for it right now, or it's not the right fit for me for whatever reason. Well, then we have other options, and then mm-hmm. we can go talk about, okay, well, you know, let's maybe look at the weight loss injections and see what we can do going down that road, because again, we do see really nice results with that. And some people that, you know, they're just not ready for surgery, it's not the right fit, and then we can offer that as well.
All right, okay. And so before, or I guess kind of take me through the process of, okay, let's say someone is preparing for surgery, you know, that's going to be pretty life-changing right after, as far as like what they can eat and tolerate. So how do you guide your patients through that process?
Aftercare is a big part of what we do, and I think it's equally as important as the surgery itself. And we, you know, we see that, you know, I'll see people a lot, you know, not a lot, but some people end up going to Mexico for surgery, mm-hmm. and then they go and get their surgery, and they come home, and then it's like, well, now what do I do now? And so the aftercare is such a big part of that, and that's what we really focus on here. And we see patients initially very frequently after surgery. We see them at 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, and then every 3 months for a while, gradually advancing their diet. And a lot of it is just, you know, seeing them regularly. Are you having any problems? So we can, you know, if anything starts to veer off course a little bit, we can, you know, correct right away. You know, guide them in terms of their diet, make mm-hmm. sure they're taking their vitamins like they're supposed to, you know, all that stuff. It's just, and part of it, I think, too, is just add some accountability afterwards. It keeps you focused on it a little better. And that's just human nature. If you're coming in to see me on a regular basis, people are just going to do a little better than if they're just kind of out there on their own.
So, accountability.
yeah, really. So, you know, the aftercare is a big part of the success of the program, and You know, we try to get, you know, these patients back, and most of them are pretty good about that, and that's how we get the best results.
Gotcha. So who would be the target patient that you're wanting to help with bariatric surgery?
Yeah, so to qualify for surgery, it's mostly just based on weight is the biggest part of it. Now, there are some exceptions, and sometimes even if patients are heavy enough to qualify for surgery, you know, there are some other issues that we have to address. But weight is the big one, and we look at weight with a number called the BMI, or the body mass index. And so, and it's basically just a ratio looking at your height and weight together, and it just allows us to compare everybody across the board with a single number. Because if somebody is, say, 250 pounds, well, that's a whole different thing if it's a 5'2" woman versus a 6'4" man. Mm-hmm. And so the weight in and of itself doesn't always tell the whole story, but the BMI sort of, you know, calculates all that in. And it's very easy to calculate your BMI. Just get online and put in BMI calculator, and then all you need is your height and your weight. And so a BMI, if your BMI is 40 or greater, it's usually pretty straightforward and you're gonna be a candidate and the insurances are gonna approve it. If your BMI is 35 to 40, they generally require that you have at least one comorbidity related to your weight before they'll cover the surgery. So that's gonna be high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, things like that. So yeah, they usually have to have at least one health issue tied into their weight. Mm-hmm. Under 35 is not going to be a candidate for surgery. Insurance companies cut it off at 35 and below. And that's where sometimes the injections come in, because the weight loss injections, you have to have a BMI of at least 27 or greater. So people from 27 to 35 that aren't a candidate for surgery are still would be a candidate for the weight loss injections.
Yeah, and that's good to know. So weight loss injections, it's a big hot topic right now, and I know Oprah Winfrey did a special on it a couple weeks ago. And so, but before we get to that, we do have a viewer question real quick. Cynthia, what is your question?
Yes, I just got health insurance, and I'm wanting to look into doing the lap band.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a second. A lap band is an operation that we actually don't offer anymore. I haven't put in lap bands in about 10 years. What a lap band is, it's a silastic band that wraps around the top of the stomach, and then there's a balloon inside of that band that attaches to a port underneath the skin here, and then you can inject into that port, which inflates or deflates that balloon, and so it restricts the food going through. Mm. It was very popular 20 years ago. There have been a couple issues with lap bands. Number one, most people were regaining their weight back over time, and then there were a lot of complications coming up with them in terms of slipping or eroding into the stomach, things like that. And so lap bands have pretty much kind of gone away. Like I said, I haven't put one in about 10 years. And we don't offer that anymore because there's just better options with the sleeve and the gastric bypass.
Okay, well, my issue is I have long COVID, and I'm not able to exercise, do any of the exercising or anything because of my breathing. And so what would you suggest I could do as far as a weight loss, because I need to get weight off of me. It's tearing my body down.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, exercise, and I always sound like I'm not in favor of exercise, but exercise is very important. It's great for your overall health, your muscles, your bones, your heart, your lungs, all there's a ton of benefits to exercise, and I'm a big proponent of it. What exercise is not is a weight loss tool, you really just don't lose a lot of weight from exercise. It doesn't burn a ton of calories, and it's just not a big part of weight loss. Weight loss is mostly diet, and I say that because some people say, well, I can't exercise, so I can't lose weight, and that's really not true. You don't have to exercise to lose weight. It's not a big part of it. So, in its simplest form, weight loss comes from decreasing your calorie intake, and to make it as easy and simple as possible. So, if we're just talking about calorie reduction, the three areas that I tell people really to focus on Liquid calories. Try not to drink anything with sugar in it. So regular sodas, fruit juice, sweet tea, that kind of stuff. Fast food. There are a ton of calories in fast food. Google and look up the calories in your favorite fast food meal, and it's shocking how many calories are in a fast food meal. And then the third is snacking. Whether that's the crunchy, salty stuff, the chips, the nuts, the crackers, or the sweets. But that's the other issue. So, you know, the liquid calories, the fast food, and the snacking are usually the three areas that get people into trouble. But then also that means the three areas, if you can dial that back, you're probably going to see some weight loss.
Okay. Well, I've cut back on everything that you've mentioned. I don't know if my body's just messed up. I had a hysterectomy in 84. So I was 20 years old. So,
and you still may be a candidate, and that's something, and I'd be happy to see in the office, and we can kind of really sit down and look at everything.
I would love to continue, because I need to get this weight off.
Yeah, and then we can look at if you're a candidate for something surgical. It sounded like we need to probably get a pulmonary clearance from you with your breathing issues, or if injections are an option. You know, we could certainly look at all kinds of different possibilities, but. But you can just call the office, again, 798-4433, and I'd be happy to sit down with you and see what we can do.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, because I've got to do something. I can't do this weight anymore. It's killing my body. And so what is that number again?
798-4433. And you can just give us a call, as can anybody. That wants to come in and discuss weight loss.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia, for your question. If you have a question for Dr. Barnes, you can give us a call at 318-219-4569. And, you know, you mentioned a good point there. You know, with weight loss surgery, you are, you know, modifying the stomach, right? And you're able to, you know, help individuals basically decrease their calories, and that's a big reason why they're losing so much weight. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And you know, weight loss, it is complicated, but I think people make it more complicated than it has to be. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of what we try to do is simplify things as much as possible. And like I said earlier, if you really want to boil it down to its simplest form, if you cut back on calories, you're going to lose weight. If you take in too many calories, you're going to gain weight. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it really is that simple. And so that's a lot of what the surgery does is because you can't eat as much at one sitting, you're going to take in fewer calories. Your appetite is decreased, so you're going to be less prone to be up, you know, digging through the kitchen at 10 o'clock at night trying to find something to snack on. That's a big part of it. The other part of it too is with, and this is with the gastric bypass specifically, it really cuts out your craving for sweets with that operation. And then the other part of it too is it makes it where patients don't tolerate sugar very well. If they, you know, a bite or two is usually fine, but if you eat a Snickers bar after a gastric bypass, it's gonna make you sick. And so with the bypass, and that's specific with the bypass and not the sleeve, we see people don't tolerate sweets very well, but they also don't crave sweets very well. And so that's part of the weight loss that we see with that. And that's why we see generally a little more weight loss with the gastric bypass than we do with the sleeve.
All right. Thanks for clearing that up for us. So Sharon is on the line. Sharon, what is your question?
I want to have the bypass, but I take the depot shot. Would that affect it?
No, that shouldn't affect it one way or the other. You should be fine with that, and you know, you should be able to continue to do that afterwards. That shouldn't be any problem.
And I'm on high blood pressure medicine, so I'll be good.
Yeah, and that's actually, honestly, that's all the more reason to look at something like weight loss surgery, because we see a very high cure rate of high blood pressure. The majority of patients get off of their blood pressure medicine after surgery and once they start losing some weight. So it would definitely help your high blood pressure as well.
Okay. So can I get the number to the clinic?
Yeah, sure. It's 798-4433. And you can just call anytime and they will get you set up for a seminar.
And do you accept Texas patients?
Did you say Texas patients?
Yes, Texas.
We do. Now they'll have to check on your insurance coverage and make sure you have coverage for it. But all commercial insurances for the most part, and Medicare we accept. But they can help you with that when you call the office. Just have your insurance information ready.
Once you have the surgery, what's the normal stay at the hospital?
It's just a one-night stay in the hospital, so you go home the next afternoon.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Sharon. Yeah, and if you have a call or a question for Dr. Barnes, give us a call at 318-219-4569. We're talking about weight loss, bariatric surgery, and weight loss injections. And I have a question. I'm going to give you a hypothetical patient for you, okay? So let's say that they were morbidly obese, maybe like 50 BMI, and they lost like 100 pounds on their own, but they're still, let's say, at the 40 BMI range, and they've hit a weight loss plateau. Would bariatric surgery be something that they should consider, or would you maybe suggest the weight loss injections to help push them past that weight loss plateau?
Yeah, and that's a great question, and I'm going to expand it just a little bit. What we see in patients that are morbidly obese and trying to lose weight on their own, basically, which, you know, I kind of put diet and exercise are the main categories there that people try to lose weight on their own. The long-term success rate with that in patients that are morbidly obese, BMI of 40 or greater, is about 2%. 98% of people over time, I mean, they can lose some weight, and most people can diet and work and, you know, lose a little bit of weight, but keeping it off long term is just almost impossible when you get to that weight range without other interventions, whether that's the injections or the surgery. And so I see that a lot, where people say, well, I've lost some weight, but I just can't get all the way down where I want to get to, or I've lost 50 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever the number is, but then by the next year I've gained it all back, and that's actually more commonly what we hear. And so all those types of patients are still great candidates for any of this, honestly. And I do tend to favor surgery over the injections, especially, you know, for people that are heavy enough to qualify for surgery, because again, we do see about twice the weight loss with surgery than we do with the injections. The other problem I have with the injections, and we don't really know the answer to this yet. They work well when you're on them, but what's the long-term game with those? And that's what we don't really know. Right. I mean, you know, we know that when people get off of the shots, when they stop taking them, most people are gonna start gaining that weight back. And so, you know, the question is, you know, are you gonna stay on the shots for the rest of your life? You know, maybe so, maybe not. You know, it's all still kind of, you know, newish, and so we don't really know the answers to all of that yet. You know, and I feel like they'll probably end up coming up with some sort of maintenance dose. People kind of do that on their own somewhat now, but you know, we have to figure out sort of what the long-term game is going to be with that, because if you just stop the shots, most people are going to start gaining their weight back. And that's, again, where I do kind of like the surgery a little bit better in terms of that, because for most people, not all, but most people, the surgery is going to be a long-term weight loss. When you have it done, you're going to lose that weight and level off, and then most people are going to maintain, you know, at or close to that weight, you know, indefinitely.
Right. Yeah, and usually with the injections, you're probably expected to stay on it for rest of your life, or
we don't know.
Right,
we don't know.
As you mentioned,
sometimes there's problems with availability with some of them. There's a cost to them. They're not cheap.
Right.
And so, not everybody's going to be able to stay on them indefinitely. So that's what we have to still kind of figure out, I think.
Yeah. So I'm kind of putting you on the spot with this question, but set point theory. What are your, do you know what I'm talking about, when someone has like maybe a weight and that they will lose weight, and then a lot of times maybe they'll creep back up to that starting weight?
Right.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and again, I think it kind of goes back to how you're treating the weight loss. And so, I mean, that you know, and you can kind of look at it like a thermostat, I guess, and what that weight wants to gravitate to, whether, you know, whatever that number is. And I think the people that keep, you know, lose a little bit, but then keep coming up to that weight every time, it's probably more that they're just not using the right tools to lose that weight. Because just because that's where your body gravitates to doesn't mean that's where you have to stay.
Right.
And so if you use the proper tools, whether that's medication or surgery, we can take that set point up here and bring it down to here where it's a much healthier weight.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's always a controversial topic, the set point theory of like, what is, you know, is this actually a thing? So I just wanted to see your thoughts on that. Thanks. So weight loss injections, we talked about this a little bit before Healthline, but should you pause these medications before maybe undergoing another surgery or even undergoing bariatric surgery? You know, you have to be under anesthesia for some of these surgeries, and you have to, you know, stop eating several hours before. And there have been some cases where there has been food left in the stomach because of these weight loss, the nature of these weight loss injections.
Yeah, and that is an issue that we've seen. I'm going to back that up one step, you know, and let's talk for a second about how the weight loss injections work.
Okay.
And they kind of do two things. Number one, they decrease your appetite. People are not as hungry, and that's immediately. I was just talking to somebody this morning who did her first weight loss shot Thursday of last week, and she said that night she would already tell the difference that she wasn't hungry, she wasn't looking for something to snack on. And so, you know, that's a big part of how they work, is decrease appetite. The other thing they do is they slow the emptying of food out of the stomach and basically slow the whole GI tract down. And so food, when you eat a meal, it's gonna sit in your stomach longer. And so what that means is you're not gonna get hungry as quickly afterwards, because that's not gonna, you know, normally we eat a meal and, you know, a couple hours that food's out of our stomach already. Whereas now it's gonna sit there longer, so you're not, you know, it takes you longer to get hungrier for that next meal. The side effect of that can, though, be in people that are having surgery, because as most people know, when you have surgery, we usually don't have you eat or drink anything after midnight the night before, so your stomach's empty when they put you to sleep. And so, yeah, somebody that's on these injections, I think they could do one of two things: either leave them off for a few weeks before surgery, or if you are going to stay on them, you know, you need to go more than just the 8 or 12 hours of not, at least not eating solid food. You could go to liquids maybe the day before, so you don't have that issue.
Yeah.
So, well, a long answer to a short question.
No, thank you for explaining that, because I think a lot of times we hear about these injections and it's out there right now, and I think we need to be reminded how they work, you know, how they're going to change the way that you feel and that kind of thing. And that's a big reason to the success of these medications too, is that you're not feeling as hungry, you're not getting the cravings so much,
right,
and because of that slow emptying.
Yeah.
So with that, are there any undesirable side effects from these injections?
Yeah, so there are, and most of the time they're not severe. Most of the common side effects are going to be GI related, and nausea is far and away the most common. Between 25% and 50% of people are going to have some nausea when they do the shots. It's usually mild. Most of my patients are like, yeah, once or twice a week I feel a little nausea. On rare occasion we'll have to, you know, people will take nausea medicine periodically if they need it. You know, and there's been times where patients have had to either decrease their dose or stop it entirely, because if they had a lot of trouble with that, it's usually not that severe though. So nausea, maybe a little reflux, those are the most common symptoms we see. There are some more serious ones that are pretty rare: pancreatitis. There's been reported cases of thyroid cancer. Mm. You know, there's a few incidents of more severe things, but those are pretty uncommon though.
And you can kind of screen for that if.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, most of the side effects, as soon as you, if it gets to be a problem, if you stop the medication, they generally just go away. So.
Good, awesome. Well, so if someone's just tuning in and they're just learning that you're a bariatric surgeon, where can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm at the Highland Clinic over on Burt Coons. It's adjacent to Christus Highland Hospital, which is where we do all the surgery. And, you know, if people are interested in any of this, whether it's the bariatric surgery, the weight loss injections, you know, again, as we said at the start, we kind of offer the whole gamut of weight loss therapy. And so step one is just call my office, and then they can kind of help direct you in terms of where we need to go. That number, again, is 798-4433. You can also find me on the Highland Clinic website, which is just highlandclinic.com, and that's another good resource, too.
Well, thank you so much again, Dr. Barnes. And Dr. Barnes with the Highland Clinic, check him out for all bariatric and weight loss things. And if you missed this, we will be posting this on our website, khbs.com, and you can listen to it as a podcast. So again, we hope you have a happy and healthy day.